علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are discussing various sermons that inspire us as to understand what this charter is. And one of those sermons is the third sermon called Khutbatu Sheikh Shaqiyya, a very famous sermon, inshallah, which I shall explain slightly its words and we'll try to understand its meanings. But most importantly is the ruh or the soul of what Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to say in this sermon is that he wants to introduce the direction or the aim of the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. What is the aim? What is the purpose? What is the direction that the governance of Imam Ali alayhi salam or the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam want to take? What is that path that they want to go towards or they want to traverse so as to reach that destination? So we will discuss certain introductory sessions for one or two sessions maybe up to three sessions, and then we shall enter into explaining parts of the sermon, inshallah.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about this sermon that we are mentioning, the sermon of Sheikh Shaqiyya, we say that in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to tell us the direction of the Islamic governance or the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. What is that specific thing that separates the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam from other issues, from other governments, from other forms of government or other forms of governance? So we know that there are various people who struggled, who worked hard throughout history. They did all they can to bring about this Islamic governance, this governance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They did so much. They spilt their blood, they shed their sweats, they worked and struggled, formed systems, you know, formed a kind of awareness amongst the people. But for what? What was their aim? Their aim was something special. And that is what separates them from others. Now, that thing, that slogan that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam had, and that actually gave that direction, that formed that movement in a certain path, is, what is it? We want to know what that is. What is that movement? What is that direction? Because we have heard about the fact that there is a movement that Imam Ali and his followers wanted to follow. They wanted to, you know, create that movement, to follow in that path, to achieve something. And what was that? If we see what Imam Ali did, that he continued to follow that path that he had till the end of his life, what was that that he was so steadfast about? What was that that made him different from others? What was that specific issue within his system of governance that was causing him to be different, causing his governance to be different from the governance of other individuals and other people? This is a very deep question that needs to be answered and to be understood.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam proposed a certain way of governance. And because of the system that they were proposing, they faced challenges, they faced difficulties, they faced intolerance by the governments of that time. And there was a kind of, you can say, opposition. There was a contradiction between them. You can say an opposition that existed between them. What was that? What was the reason behind that opposition? Was it just because of different people? Was it because there were different people? Let's say Imam Ali was a person with a certain view, and the people, the other people who are claiming to be rulers, they were, something else. And just because of the personalities, we say that there was a difference in their personalities as people, and therefore that was the reason why there was a difference, and there was a fight, or there was a kind of a conflict that existed between them. No, it was not that. The reason for conflict was not the people. Rather, the reason for that conflict was the direction and the aims and objectives that the leaders, the so-called, you can say, people who thought they are the ones to lead the Muslim society, the type of thinking and the type of aims and objectives they had were completely different from the aims and objectives that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind and what he wanted to bring about in the society. So the conflict, the fight, you can say, was not existing between personalities. Personalities were not important for Imam Ali. It was not about him as a person or that person or the other person as a person, as an individual. No. The actual issue was the aims and objectives that those other individuals had in mind. It was the direction that they wanted to take Islam towards and the Muslim towards. In this sense, there was no difference between the Muawiyah, let's say, who was a Bani Umayyah, and let's say Mansur, who was Abbasi. There was no difference between the two, because both of these had the same direction. Yes, they were different people, but they shared the same reality in terms of their thinking, their soul, rather their aims and objectives were the same. And therefore, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam came with another form of governance because of the type of direction that they wanted to follow. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us understand this issue of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه